Hello. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Well, you know.
Yeah. What a, you know, just that automatic good, how are you? Like, no matter what. Good, how are you?
Good, how are you? Next question.
Yeah.
Let's not get into it.
At work the other morning, I like went in and was talking to the scheduling clerk. And I was like, oh, hey, how's it going? She's like, good. I'm like, I just burst out laughing. I'm like, you're not, who are you trying to convince? Like, just laughing. She's like, yeah.
It hurts to say it.
Yeah.
No, who am I kidding? You know, some things are good. We had a productive day. We dropped some stuff off and picked some stuff up.
Yeah, felt good to get that stuff out of the porch.
Some hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice to be able to pass on our daughter's clothes to all these other kids and see them in it, and it's nice.
Yeah. We got a better setup going into the podcast than we did last week. First of all, I remembered to clear the SD card, mm-hmm, so that we're not like going to get a surprise. Oh shit, we got a minute left. And it's Saturday, so we didn't work today and don't have to work tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And we got ourselves some New York sours.
Right.
It was an experiment.
Yeah, they're tasty.
Mm-hmm. Very tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those things are all good. Yeah, last week I was really, it was a tough one. I was having a tough time getting my head in it. There was a lot of distractions. I feel like we still got to some good stuff.
Yeah, it was just a different one.
Different vibe, especially coming off the week before. I felt really good about, mm-hmm, the week before. We were kind of like, felt like we ended that one, had a little bit of a high going from it.
I think that doing it after a work day is
challenging.
It's quite challenging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, there's really no reason we have to commit to putting one of these out a week. I like the idea of doing it just because, I don't know, I feel like it's nice. It's nice making like an appointment, carving out this time.
Yeah.
To talk to each other like this.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be, I mean, we could do it on the Saturday in the afternoon, or just got to kind of work around my work schedule because I work every second weekend.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Even if those ones end up being shorter episodes,
mm-hmm,
whatever. How's your yoga practice going?
It's going strong. I haven't missed a day. Really upset about, I don't know, like a week and a half ago, maybe, because I accidentally stabbed myself in the palm.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was like something I was going to bring up, because that was like shortly before we recorded the last episode.
Yeah.
And that was like a topic. I was like, okay, we have to talk about you stabbing yourself. And then we never actually got to that.
Yeah, I did it. And I was really worried, just like going by how much pain my index and second finger were in and the tingling. I was like, I'm not going to be able to do yoga tomorrow. Like, what the hell? And it was the most upsetting thing about the whole ordeal. But, you know, as the night went on, the pain subsided. And by the next morning, it was good and just kept going. So haven't missed a day yet.
Yeah, it's good that it turned around quickly for you. I remember that day, like I had a work day from hell. It was very long and like with lots of frustrations. And it was one of those days where I was like really feeling like I just need to come home and like shut down. Like the moment I walk through the door.
And then like
the second I walk in the door, you've got to take care of bedtime.
I stabbed myself in the head.
I was like, oh fuck.
It really hurts. I can't do this. I can't lift up my kid.
I don't know. It was like so late. I'm like, okay, maybe she's already got Luella in bed. I'll be sad that I missed saying goodnight, but at the same time, I could really just like use like not having to turn on dad brain. And instead it was like, it's like the combination of, okay, not only do I have to deal with the bedtime procedure, which is like
a thing.
And then also like, it's like, what the fuck? are you okay? Like, do you need to go to the hospital? luckily you didn't need to go to the hospital. Yeah, I can't believe we forgot to get into that last week. Do you feel anything anymore, or is it fully healed?
Let me see. I'll just give a little poke here. If I press quite hard on the actual like entry point, it hurts a little.
Yeah.
But nothing significant, and I don't push on that area, so it's okay.
All right. I'll try not to push on that area too.
Okay.
No firm handshakes. But.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm riding the yoga train. I'm enjoying it. There's definitely been days when I'm like, I don't want to do this, but I do it and it always makes me feel better. And it's like, because I'm following this month that's been set out, it builds, you know, as you go on. And it just, for whatever reason, each one seems to be exactly what my body is needing. And I think it's because like the woman that is doing this, she's obviously very, very experienced, and she knows like, okay, we've been doing all this stuff, so people's you know, upper bodies might be tight, and so she plans everything very well, and it's been a treat. I can feel myself getting stronger and more disciplined. I have a hard time with discipline with these because I'm like, I did it, and it's like, ugh, I'm just gonna go into child's pose. I don't want to work that hard and keep doing it. But now I'm just like, no, like I've been doing it and surprising myself that I'm able to do these different poses. Like I knew I had the flexibility, but it's the strength that is building, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just kind of one thing feeding into the next, but I feel like in general, you've been just kind of killing it around here.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. And I feel like we both kind of have our times where we can like rise to the occasion, and like we'll have our weeks, our months where like one or the other is the one who's like really kind of higher functioning around here, you know. And I feel like that's definitely been you for a while now, which I inevitably like end up feeling a little guilt around, but like also a lot of appreciation. Like you've been doing a lot of cooking lately, like, which I think we've talked about before. Like, you know, I used to like in general be the one who did most of the cooking, and you've really taken that on like big over the last few months, you know, and like cleaning up after meals too, like, which I you know, I feel bad about, especially like if you have done the cooking and stuff, but you know, often you're the one saying, you know, oh, I'm just gonna like tackle this, you can go to bed, which is like been helpful. I feel like I've had a real tough few weeks, and I'm often very exhausted at the end of the night. So, yeah. And then that and your kind of your commitment to this yoga program, I've been in a less disciplined period.
I feel like as far as cleaning goes, especially like in the evening, there is definitely a like kind of a selfish aspect to it because a couple of things. I like to watch shitty TV to shut my brain off. I just find it very helpful to do that. And I could tell you want me to hold this a little closer.
No, that's part of it. And I'm also just watching like your headphone cord. I don't want it to like pull the recorder off the table. It's like at its limits.
Here.
Let's try to shimmy the table forward a little bit.
There we go. But if I just sit on my ass and watch it like during the day, then I feel guilty because I haven't done anything. And then I don't feel good. Like I mentally and physically don't feel good. So putting on a show while I clean up the kitchen is a way to, you know, shut my brain off. But also, you know, waking up the next day to a clean kitchen lets me start my day in a really nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Just general like tidiness. I need things to be tidy. It helps my brain.
Yeah.
When things are like in their place and there's just not like shit everywhere, and you know, I can handle it like throughout the day, but then I need that time. And then also like I need that like alone time to sort of decompress as well, which works out good when you need to go to bed early because you're up so early.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like I'm helping you and I really don't mind. You just go to bed, get the rest that you need, and then I'll get my time in and it just works well.
Yeah, I think that's also part of it too, because I don't mind like for similar reasons doing the cleaning after. Like for me, it's not shitty TV shows, but it's like I like just throwing on a podcast or something like that and kind of zoning out in there. But Luella's going to bed later these days, and especially like it's not like the bedtime procedure maybe starts the same time, but it takes longer. So like by the time I'm getting, cause I'm often the one tucking her in, and by the time I'm getting out of her bedroom, like if I'm then like, okay, now I'm going to start doing the dishes. It's just like, okay, I wake up at 4:15, 4:30 in the morning, get ready, whatever, do everything I do in the morning, go to work, work until 5:30, come home.
6:37.
Play. 7:30. Yeah. Sometimes even later. Yeah. Knows. And, come home, try to like, you know, play. Sometimes I'm helping getting some of the food ready and stuff like that. And then it's like, okay, on to bedtime, maybe a bath, get out of there and like start. It's like, there was never a moment in that entire day that I could just like zone out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, with like, you know, it's one thing if she's in bed early enough that I like can still like clean up and then still come and, you know, watch a show or relax. But, that's just not the story most days lately.
Yeah. And I just personally, I know how vital it is for me to have that alone decompression time, that I think it's also very important for you to have that. And I'm like really a big advocate of that. And I'm also totally fine with the days when I reach my limit and I'm like, I'm not cleaning the kitchen tonight. I can't do this. Don't want to do it. Not doing it. And I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm. One thing I will say from a discipline standpoint, as much as I like would say I've been less disciplined lately, I was happy with the fact that I like bought a new book and like read and completed it within about a week, I think it was, like pretty much, which like I think I talked about in maybe the first or second episode that we did, that I just haven't found time to read lately or made time to read. So that was a good feeling. You know, it was like a pretty easy breezy, like short book, but sometimes that's what you got to do just to get yourself back in the swing of things, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
So that was a good feeling, you know, going up to bed and like not watching some fucking YouTube cooking show or something like that with some stuff that I'm never going to like put into practice. Like I'm, you know, instead just reading a book. And
it's such a nice way to wind down, I find. And it makes like when I do it, like it makes me tired. Like I'm like, okay, like right. I'm ready to go. I haven't cracked into my new book, the new Rupee Kaur book.
Oh, I did. I was reading some of it today and I was like, holy, like.
Now you know why I haven't. Well,
I mean, I had already read some of her stuff before, but it was like Lou was looking at it. I mean, and she can't read, obviously, but I'm like, it just comes out of the gate pretty, pretty heavy.
And it doesn't, it kind of like. I like her books and they kind of transition through different, I guess like feelings and emotions and it mm-hmm. changes, but there's this, the last 2 months have just been so heavy around here, like with Kia, that it's, I don't have any more heaviness to take on.
Yeah.
So that's just at the bedside, but I'll get to it when I'm ready. It's okay. But they are, I've even her other books too, like, oof, there's quite a few of her poems where I'm like, oh my God. But then also ones where I'm like, I want Lou to read this.
Mm-hmm.
But the last two books that I read were just like short and not necessarily like light, but like shorter, easier to read, a nice, you know, book where it's like, yeah, I can conquer this.
Yeah. Sometimes that's where I go wrong is like, I think I just need to get some plotty. Just give me plot and fairly like manageable length. I often like kind of like take on these real like conceptual,
the overstory,
like, big, yeah, the overstory. Huge. That was like it's like one of those books where like if you were in the right mood for it, like you could be like profoundly moved and feel like, oh, this is, you know, one of the best things I've ever read. But if you're feeling like even the slightest bit cynical or something like that, it could just be like a slog.
You know what was really cute though?
What's that?
Back to the Rupi Kaur book, mm-hmm. and the fact that Luella can't read, but she's like, I'm gonna tell you, excuse me, she's like, I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna read you a story from this book, and she's flipping through it, and there's illustrations, very simple, like sketch illustrations, and she's like, and then I was in grass, and then like just telling her little story based off the
She did one. It was like somebody going through a door, and it's like, and I went through the door, and it's funny because they, a lot of the drawings, the illustrations don't have faces mm-hmm. on them. And she's like, we should draw faces uh-huh. on these. And I was like, oh, I'm like, well, I'm like, maybe we won't draw anything in this book. But then she has like another, like a sticker book that's like where you put eyes and mouths and stuff on. Like there'll be like a giraffe cow. Or something, or a cow with no facial features. And you can stick them on. So we transitioned to that from marking up that book. Yeah, the other thing too, we watched The Sound of Metal. Which was like, it was nice to, you know, like watch something that just wasn't junk food, you know, something that felt a little more nutritious. Like we were like, it's so easy to be like, I just don't want anything too heavy. Like that's such a common thing to, like from both of us, like
constantly words out of my mouth.
And we were just like, we just committed to it. We're like, let's just watch a good movie.
But like, and it was like heavy, but it was still. It was okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is often the case. I think like often the idea you have in your head with those kind of movies is like worse than what it ends up being. Like, you know, you'll hear people talk about like the concept of something and then you're like, oh fuck, I can't deal with that. But then like, if it's a good enough movie, like it shouldn't feel like a slog.
Right.
I enjoyed that. I mean, there's so many, normally we like by now, especially cause like the Oscars are usually like, end of February. It's different this year, but like we're pretty good at like catching up on all the like award contender movies and stuff. But
have we even seen one?
Well, I mean, they haven't announced them yet because they push the Oscars to April. But I mean, there's sort of the standard ones people are talking about and stuff that are made, you know, made most people's like year end lists and stuff. And yeah, we've really like Sound of Metal is probably the first one that's like got some buzz that we've watched. Mm-hmm. But it felt good to do that because so often we're just kind of like, if we watch a movie at all, like we're just aiming for like shut our brain off kind of thing. I mean, we've watched some TV shows that are like a little more,
but it's a shorter duration of commitment, I think. Like, okay, I can pop in 25 minutes tonight, you know, rather than an hour and 40 or whatever. But then we watched Canadian Baking Show, whatever it's called. A little fluff, but whatever, it evens out.
I guess so. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. So is there any of the topics that you've thought about lately?
I was kind of thinking about like first dates, but then I'm like, I have not really like gone on dates like
Have you ever had any weird dates?
Well, that's just the thing. Like, I can't really think of like dates. I can think of one date I've been on where it was like you meet somebody and then, you know, like an actual date.
I'd like, almost be hesitant to like say, a weird date because on the off chance, like, you know, any of them listen to this because I got no hard feelings against like any, you know. Really anybody I was ever with, like I don't, you know, like I know some people like they've really got animosity towards exes and stuff, but I just like, I'm not friends with them. Like I don't keep in touch with them, but I'm
even like, an ex, like a date where it's like, and I'm not going to see you again.
Yeah. I didn't do much of that. I've had like a handful of like things that would sort of fall into that category.
I went on a date with a guy once. I wasn't really interested, but he had his own house and I wanted to adopt a dog from Humane Society, but I can't remember where I lived. I don't remember the whole deal, but there's something about it where like I needed an address and I was like, maybe this person would be on board with adopting this dog for me and then I could have it.
that's a lot to wrap your head around there.
He was a really cool dog.
And it didn't work out though?
No, you know what? It was a really sad story. The guy was nice enough and I remember at the end of the date he asked if he could kiss me and I was like, and I just like froze and was so awkward and was like, it's just like awful. But looking back, I'm like, what a well-raised person to like, you know, I was 18. So this is a long time ago. And for mm-hmm. him to ask that, I'm like, that's a nice thing. But anyways, I didn't kiss him and it was just super awkward and never saw him again. But the dog, I didn't adopt the dog. He ended up getting, I think he had distemper or something. He's sick and like, he maybe like growled and lunged at somebody and they ended up putting him down and it's awful. Mm-hmm. So I thought about dates, but then I was like, I don't have any stories for that.
Yeah, I don't really have much. Mm-hmm. As far as like really the only ones I can think of where there was much awkwardness, it was mostly coming from me.
Really?
Yeah, you know, big surprise.
I remember our first date. I like had a whole list in my head of things to talk about.
Our breakfast date?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
In case we like had moments of silence, and I didn't have to touch on any of those topics because the convo just kept flowing.
No. Well, what are they? Maybe they could help us now.
Topics of conversation.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's a long time ago.
In our 12 years together, we've covered them.
Yeah, I'm sure we've covered them. It's just like, you know, like anecdotes and stories of things you've done. And
did you help me go rug shopping after that date?
I don't know.
Because I had just moved into Jamil's unfinished basement and I needed a rug. And I like, you're like, what are you doing after this? And I was like, I'm going to go try to find a rug for to try to like make my little corner of that basement slightly less dungeon-like. Yeah,
I don't remember. I remember that I didn't eat much because we were just talking, so my breakfast got cold. And I remember the awkwardness when we first sat down at the table.
I don't know,
because you wanted to sit across from me, but then you're like, and then like got up, and then because you thought I was going to sit in like the first seat, and I sat in the one closest to the wall.
Oh okay. I feel like that's like not even just a first date thing, that's like
an ongoing common thing. Yeah,
I just like, yeah, I feel like in restaurants in general, restaurants, buses and stuff, I always just like want to tuck myself into the back corner facing out.
Always facing out.
Yeah, I want to like be able to see if anybody's lunging at me with a machete or something.
So what other topics? I also thought of pets, but I'm like, I don't know if this is like...
Not the time.
To talk about pets.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So here's something I was thinking about, but this is like, maybe it's another instance of maybe I should give you a heads up, but can you think of a time when like, I just feel like this year has kind of got me thinking about this when the jackasses like ruined what could have been a good thing, you know? Like, so here, I'll give you the example to mm-hmm. kind of show what I mean. So we had this teacher in high school. He was our like Western Civ teacher. And there was one day, it was like a nice day, and he's just like, I'm going to turn around and start writing some stuff on the board. When I turn back around, if you guys aren't here, there's like, I guess there's nothing I can really do about that.
That's awesome.
And so we're like, you know, he's like doing it, and we kind of like looked at each other for a bit, and finally we're just like, okay, let's go. And so there's like a group of, it's like bros who, instead of like getting the fuck out of the school, like hung out in the halls and like acted like buffoons. And so of course, like somebody from the office, like, you know, the principal or something is like, what are you guys doing in the hall? Like, where are you supposed to be right now? And like immediately gave this teacher up. It was like, yeah, this is what happened, you know? So then he like gets in trouble. So then like the next class, the next day or whatever, like whenever in the cycle we had that class again, the teacher was just like pissed, you know? Cause he's just like, okay, like apparently I can't do a nice thing for you guys cause you're gonna act like fools. But ultimately, like, fuck that teacher. I don't really care because he's an asshole.
Oh, okay. Sounded cool for a second there.
Well, I mean, that was kind of cool, but I kind of grew to hate him. I had an assignment that was like, you know, there's like a handful of like major assignments that would be like automatic fails if you didn't get them in. And I had one that was late. And I remember coming into the school on senior skip day. Like this was like grade 12. And there was like, I don't know did you guys do that at your school? Like there was like a day that was like senior skip day where everybody just skipped and went to the beach. And I still like stopped in at the school to drop off this assignment because it was late and I knew I had to get it in. And then I was like in an English lit exam and he like came into the room like of my, like where I was writing my English exam and like was talking to the teacher and she kind of like looked and was like, Chad, like he wants to talk to you. And like took me in the hall and like told me that he like has to fail me because I didn't hand in this one assignment. And I was like, yes, I did. And he's like, no, I don't have it. I'm like, I came in and handed it right to you on that day, senior skip day. Like nobody else was here. I came in and gave it to you. So it's not my fault if you fucking lost it. And we were like going at it in the hall. Like I was pissed. And then I remember like, and then I came back in and like, I told my teacher like what was going on. Cause she was like, what was that about? And she was like pissed off at him. She's like, who the fuck does that in the middle when you're writing an exam, you know, like my head's supposed to be like in this exam. And so she was like pissed off at him and he was a creep too. I remember he just like, there was this girl, Nicole, and sat behind me and he was just like comment on her looks and stuff, you know, like he's an asshole. I think his name was Mr. Dryberg. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
But still,
that one tiny moment in his teaching career, he was cool. And then those bros.
Yeah.
Like, ruined it.
Yeah. Fuck him. Fuck them.
I don't know.
Nothing like that?
I don't know.
I feel like I had another example too. And I'm blanking on that right now.
How about.
You know what, like, is like the classic version of that is like, when you have to go do some sort of a, like a course or like symposium kind of thing for work and people just won't stop asking like stupid questions that don't, like they don't even care about it. It's like, you don't want to know that. Like why you just want to hear your own voice. Like, what are you doing?
Or they start telling their own story about some bullshit that's unrelated. It's like, whoa, that is infuriating.
Yeah. It could like turn what could have been like a 4-hour day into a 12-hour day. Yes. And you're just like, you people need to shut up right now. Like, or like it's getting close to like lunchtime or something like that. And people won't stop asking questions.
Yeah. Big time. Big time with the orientation that we have to do for work. So the first, when I got hired with home care, we had to do it. And like, there's so much information and so much of it you are not going to remember. And it's where you have to just be in the situation to understand what's going on and what you need to do. And like, honest to God, like a 15-pound policy binder, like, you know, and it takes a week. It's a lot. Everybody is like, we know it's a lot. Let's just get through this. And then that's what it is. You have like one or two friggin' people that are like bah, 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 about their stupid experiences or they're disagreeing with the person facilitating. It's like, just shut it, you know?
Yeah. Oh, trucking is awful for that because I'm on like the driver advisory board and we get paid a flat rate for like, there's like the driver advisory board meetings. And I remember going and like fucking truckers and their trucking stories. Like,
yep.
It's like, this has nothing to do with the topic at hand. We're not getting paid by the hour for this. It's like, you know, like the quicker we can get out of here, better like bang for our buck, you know, like, and it's like, I could see if you've got genuine concerns that you think are something that can be addressed. But I don't need to know, like, you know, when you were going through Grand Prairie and the fucking wind started blowing, like, shut the fuck up. Like, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awful.
When I had to go back, so after my mat leave, I had to retake this orientation, which was mostly stupid. Like, some of it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. But there was one woman that was in it that had been hired to be the nursing resource coordinator. So who is the visiting nurses, which is my role, their boss. And she was new to home care. She came from a hospital job and she's just was going on and on about her stupid, shitty stories. And I'm listening to her and knowing that she's going to be my friend's boss that works a different district. And I text her, I was like, you are in for it. Like, this person is in my orientation. She's going to be your new boss. And sure enough, she was gone within 2 months, maybe.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, what a waste of time. Like,
brutal.
Yeah, it was brutal. And then I was starting to not feel very well. And I was really bored and I was like, just not paying attention. And the woman that was instructing got a little pissed off at me. And the next day, like, did I tell you this? She like pulled me aside and she's like, you know, is there, I can't remember like the wording she used, but I'm like, oh, she's like, I just noticed that blah, 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 blah. And I just didn't even know what to say, you know, in those instances. And then you think about it afterwards and I was like, hey, this is just
told her to be more interesting.
It was, well, the interesting thing about her was that she had a different color nail polish every single day. And then, so I would just like think about like what her evening routine was and like where, what she did as she like took her nail polish off and reapplied and, you know,
just stared at a gray wall.
Watched Law and Order SVU probably.
Oh.
So what else?
You cut me off there. I was going to make a joke about her bird beaking it to iced tea.
Gross. And ruin her nail polish before it's set.
Well, it's in between. She gets it off. She gets the old stuff off. And
she does it. She likes the sting of the little bit of nail polish remover that's left.
Oh, man.
I shouldn't joke. That happened to me one time. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't I like downstairs or something? I heard you holler. No, it was...
You were in my room with me. When I lived at my mom's house.
Oh, that's right. That's where it was.
And I was like actually taking nail polish off. And I thought some nail polish remover bottles have like a cap and then just a little hole where it kind of shoots out in a very thin stream. And others don't. And I thought this one did have mm-hmm. that little cap. So I just dumped it.
Like our fish sauce.
Like our fish sauce and the soy sauce.
Yeah.
And it dumped all over my crotch. And we'll just leave it at that.
You were hollering.
I was. Come here, Duke. Yeah. Come on, bud.
Well, hopefully that didn't happen. You know, even if she was a boring instructor, hopefully she didn't get nail polish.
Who knows?
Remover.
But I like bitchily kind of had my own kind of like kind of moment because the other instructor was this woman that when I was first hired downtown. And I was doing my orientation. I spent a day with her and I didn't know at the time, but she was, she had left being a visiting nurse and now became a nurse educator. And so she came in and she's like, hi, and was like so excited to see me. And this other one was just like the look on her face of like, oh, you guys are friends. And like, then they both came to my workplace to do a seminar on something. And she was like, hi, Risa, how's it going? And just, yeah, it was just really, it made me really laugh inside in a really petty way, but whatever.
You know?
Sometimes it's the little things.
when it comes to work, you got to find your little satisfactions to get you through sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Your little ways to cheat the system or... cheat the company or just take some pleasure in
the shitty something. People. Yeah.
I don't know why this made me think of this, but I remember one time when I was young, like I think it was when I was 18, I was working at Staples and we had to go in on the weekend for some sort of, I don't know what it was about. It was just like a meeting that was about, they were kind of going over year end stuff, you know, like our successes, how much extra money we'd made for the Staples Corporation that year and stuff that, you know, meant nothing to us. And so there would be like these different kind of, you know, things that they would say and people would clap for it and whatever. And it was me and this other guy that I worked. There was a few of us who were like younger that worked there. And we had gotten drunk the night before and were like so hungover at this thing. And we're just like, oh, like, this is awful, like, coming into this work meeting. So our way of, like, amusing ourselves was, like, once we realized that there would, like, be, like, some sort of, like, announcements that would make people clap, we, like, wanted to be the ones to start and finish the clap, you know? Like, we would be the one who would, like, initiate it. And, like, we started, like, initiating, like, clapping for, like, things that, like, really weren't deserving of any sort of applause, you know, like there'd be like, but like nobody's really paying attention, so like they just kind of follow suit, you know, like there's like, okay, like people are clapping, you know, and there was three of us who were kind of like the ones initiating this, and because we were getting a big kick out of it. And finally, like, the manager who was like leading the meeting caught on, because there was one thing that was just like like so clearly not something to clap for. Like, it was just like, you know, he paused in a sentence or something and we started clapping.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
That made me think of a really funny story about being hungover at work. When I was 18, I worked at St. Amant in the, they called it the cottages. So there's like the St. Amant building, and then the cottages are people that were, more mobile. Like, they could walk either independently or like with walkers. And so I worked there, and, it was great. It was so much fun. Like, I worked with a woman that I became really good friends with. We worked all of our shifts together, and it was so fun. And the residents we worked with were great, and we just had a really good time. We also really liked to go drinking and go partying. And since we worked the same shifts together, like, whatever, we both knew we'd come in hungover the next day, and it's fine. But there was a resident, I don't know what was her deal, but like, her breath was atrocious.
Yeah.
And I remember being super hungover.
That's a rough combo.
Having to brush her teeth for her, and the smell making me sick, and running out and like going into the staff bathroom to vomit. Then we would take some of the residents to like sensory rooms where there would be black lights and beanbag chairs and all just different sensory experiences. I was so hungover, and I was like, I'll go. And I remember just like collapsing into a beanbag chair. And there was a woman that was an adult day program, like leader, instructor, whatever. And I guess she kind of like caught on and was not impressed and went to my boss about it. But he really liked me. Before I got the job, I was at some sort of like job fair. I was 17. I'm not sure where, maybe at Red River, and I went with my mom, and I knew I kind of wanted to do some sort of work in the community with people with, different kinds of challenges. And I was like, oh, St. Amant, like, I want to work there. And I was 17 years old, wearing a Billabong baseball hat and like just super excited. And I skipped up to this booth and I was like, hi, I want to work for you. And was just like a real go-getter. So my boss really liked me and had a soft spot for me. And so he calls me in, and he's trying so hard to not laugh. And he's just like, it's like, maybe next time, like, you know, when you're not feeling so good, just don't make it so obvious. I was like, okay. And that was that. It was just really funny.
That's funny. You know, it made me think of a funny hangover instance with us. It was like fairly early in our relationship. And there was some, I can't remember what it was exactly, but you had asked me, there was like some stuff you had to go do. And you had asked me if I would go along with you to go do these things the next day. And I was like, yeah, for sure, I'll do it. And then proceeded that night to just get like, just unnecessarily like Wednesday night hammered with Luke, you know, like, yeah. We were just like dipping into like creme de banane that was in the cupboard. So like, yeah, like we're like, okay, we're out of beers, let's have the wine, we're out of wine, what else is in this fucking cupboard? One of those just horrendous nights. I mean, fun, but like a recipe for pain. And waking up in the morning, I think I was house sitting for my sister and you were house sitting for your friend. And I like woke up at my sister's place and was just like, oh no, like just head pounding, like in agony. And I was like, no. Okay. I told her I go. And like getting in the car, and like probably shouldn't have even been like driving in the morning, you know, and
still drunk
showing up. And like, I think you like saw me, like just saw me walking up the walkway and like through the window, like wine on my white, like wine stains on my white t-shirt, like just done. And you're like, fuck.
I have like, no recollection of that. No.
I remember you being like both mad and amused because I was just like trying so hard to pull myself together, and it was like puking in the bathroom, and like in between my pukes would just be like, fuck.
That is something that you do. That's exactly what you do every time you puke, is you like Ralph and then yell fuck.
I think it's just, it's like the in between it, just like me thinking of like the things I had wanted to get done that day or whatever, and like that I've ruined it. Thankfully, I've not had an instance like that. I mean, the closest was probably in Calgary when I had to catch the flight back. But luckily, I wasn't like that bad that night. But yeah, that's a horrible, horrible feeling. But yeah, it was funny. I remember just like you were like mad at me, but couldn't help but be amused that I was just.
And also, it's probably like, heh.
Yeah.
I'm glad you feel shitty. I will always so fondly remember when you got super drunk and locked yourself out of our apartment and
oh, man.
Texted me to open the door. But the best part of it was that your work alarm was going off in the morning at, I don't know, whatever, 6 a.m. or something. And I'm, Chad, give me your phone. Shut your alarm off. Give me your phone. And you're just, boo. Give me your phone. And I was like, just reach over and hand me a hanger. Just like, Jesus Christ. I'll just get up and find it. Oh, God, that was funny.
One of my finer moments.
Yeah. There was another time when I worked at St. Amant and I was so drunk. What? Oh, maybe this is two different times that I'm blending into one. I remember calling in. I was at the Toad, wasted. I had to work the next day. Called at like 2 o'clock, which is when the bars close. So that's always a shitty time to phone your work and call in sick. And I remember sitting in the bathroom and being like, oh, yeah, I can't come into work. I'm not feeling very good, but I hope you have a great day. And I like, said it like that. And then sure enough, the next day, my boss, the same one that like liked me, so it was good, calls and he's like, can you bring in a sick note? I'm like, yeah. So I went to the walk-in clinic and I didn't want to say I'm hungover because I needed a sick note. So he like made me take a pregnancy test, the walk-in clinic doctor, because I'm like, oh, I'm just nauseous and not feeling good and I have a headache. And
you're like, considering what I did last night, I sure hope.
Yeah.
Do you want a quick pause and a little sour refill?
Sure. Did we say? Oh, yeah. We're drinking New York sours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back. Okay. We're back.
Drinks topped up.
Reloaded. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would recommend trying a New York sour for anybody that doesn't know what it is. It's a whiskey sour topped with red wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's aesthetically pleasing and delightfully tasteful.
Yeah, it was really good.
Delightfully tasting. It's not tasteful.
Delighting.
Tastes
delighting
delightful.
Delights my taste buds.
That just, the way you said that made me think of Paul Rudd in Wanderlust. When he's like, I'm going to fuck you with my dick in the mirror. Also, anybody that hasn't seen that movie, even if you just Google Paul Rudd mirror Wanderlust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole movie is worth watching.
It absolutely is. 100%. Yeah. So.
Communal living.
You know, I would, there's a big part of me that would love that.
Yeah.
But not like everybody needs to have their own house and their own like, you know, like acre or something. But I really think there's some huge benefits to communal living like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I like in moments can be like, that sounds great. But I know I can be particular about things. You can be, other people can be. I could see where the conflicts would come in. So it would have to be a very specific version of it.
Yeah. It'd be like ground rules and boundaries. And that's why I think that everybody having their own individual space is vital. And, yeah, I think it's cool.
Could be cool.
Could be.
Yeah. So it's a big subject, but
oh, Duke, you're going to light yourself on fire.
I mean, I do, you know.
See the advantages.
I see the advantages of it. Advantages of it, and you know, anytime like I've been in like a small scale version of that kind of thing, like you know, like when you get sort of a cooperative, like a big group at a cabin, and everybody's cooking together, and that kind of thing, it's like it's nice. I mean, it's a very different thing than talking about communal living, but
I really hope we can do that this summer.
Me too.
I was thinking, you know, because we had our wedding out on the trout land. That weekend is like our weekend, first dibs for camping if we want. Like the George and Flo send out an email.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and say like, do you want this spot again this weekend?
Yeah.
This year. And I mean, it's a great deal. If there's like 10 or more people, was it like $100 or something? You get the whole place to yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to get a couple of us to go out there, I think that would be a blast.
Definitely. I mean, geez, just like anything yeah. along those lines. That's something I was thinking about. I mean, obviously the answer is everything so much, but like what are some things that were like maybe like a semi-regular part of our life that you really just really want to be able to do again? That you
I really want Luella to be able to play with her friends again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that like she always had a good time, but even now, like even more so now as she's getting more aware and just so much smarter and older, like I think she misses it and I miss it. I miss the like relative ease of it because they're playing together and you can sometimes have a conversation, and I miss going out for breakfast. I'm looking forward to doing that as a family.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to going out for dinner, just you and I.
Yeah, that's been fucking forever.
Yeah, since we've even done that. Before. But I'm looking forward to that a lot. And just like, just being more carefree about everything.
Yeah. The last thing we did kind of like that, like going out for dinner, was when we got a room at the Fairmont last winter. You know, what was it? Maybe January or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it was January. We like got a room, and I like got a message from the Fairmont, like saying like for Valentine's Day, they're offering their like kiss and wake up package that we got one for our like wedding where you get the like champagne and the chocolate covered like strawberries.
Recently
and
you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
And late checkout and all that stuff. And I remember that was...
Well, heck.
It was very nice when we did that. And I don't even know if we didn't even go out for dinner. I think we just like, I think we thought about it. And then we
ate
just,
the whatever gold floor food they yeah, had.
Which was
we
pretty good.
We should do that.
Yeah, but like, I don't think they would even offer any of that shit right now. Like you'd probably just get the room.
Yeah. And that package though.
Right. In the late checkout.
And then we just get delivery.
Yeah.
But we should think about that.
Something to think about,
especially
talk
if
about.
It's like a deal. That'd be really nice.
But yeah, that was like the last time we did. Was that the last time we went out to a movie too? That's something I miss. Like we went, I remember the next morning after that, we went and saw Little Women.
Oh yeah. That was nice to go for a morning movie.
Mm-hmm.
Daytime movies are something different.
Coming out when it's still light out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really great. Nice.
Yeah. I miss that. Who knows what that like situation is going to be like the whole movie industry has probably just been kind of like decimated by this, and
yeah,
hopefully that will be a thing in our future to like still be able to go see movies and in the same way, you know. One thing we used to do a lot was go on these little just like road trips.
Ugh, in Manitoba, just talking, you know, about that today.
That's yeah. Something I miss, like go thrifting, go to like a little small town restaurant.
Yep.
Just, I go to Winkler a lot, and just thinking about, as like dumb and shitty as it is, like I just have so many like just nice memories of us sitting on the patio of the Country Kitchen in Winkler, like just having a beer and a shitty burger, you know, like there's not a lot of patio options in Winkler, especially like if you want to have a beer.
I'm there's really definitely better, forward to that.
There's good, better food. Like,
yeah.
The
taco place.
The Mexican restaurant there. Flavors of Mexico? Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's good, but they don't know. It's kind of a dank vibe in there. You know, you're like in a strip mall. But yeah. It's like really good food.
But you go eat and then go somewhere else and have a beer on the patio.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely, definitely high on my list of things that I'm looking forward to doing again.
Yeah. I mean, so many things, but you definitely kind of run certain things through your head. Yeah, hopefully that can happen at some point this year. Some of those things.
I hope so. I should get my vaccine relatively soon.
Lucky you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wonder where truck drivers are going to fall on that list.
They seem to be like opening it up pretty rapidly. Which, as far as us, like with the age, it was like before for home care workers born on or before December 31st, 1960. And then like within a couple days, it was 65. And like less than a week later, it was 75. So
anything, regardless of whether, whether we're back to like something close to normalcy, this summer, I mean, assuming like if we're still in like pretty close to like what last summer looked like this summer, you know, like people are still having to kind of limit their groups and mask up and that kind of thing. Is there certain things you want to do this summer?
Yeah. I'd like to explore Manitoba. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about going to, what is it? Spruce Woods.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to go there. I'd like to go to
Spirit Sands, like that whole area there, like the
I mean cabin time, but more exploring around the area, like talking to Scott and Tanya. Our friends Scott and Tanya live out there in Kenora area, and actually our other friends Rebecca and Conrad and their kids have moved out there too, and their daughter and Luella are almost the same age, like within a month. So I think it'd be really fun to like, you know, go on a day trip, go somewhere, I don't know, wherever around there instead of just hanging out at the cabin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's lots of nice stuff around there, but I really never did too much exploring.
There was like a decent chunk out there, like 5 days.
Yeah, for sure. I'd like to do that. I'd like to do like tent camping with Luella too. That's something we haven't done yet.
Yeah.
Who knows? It could suck, but I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Eventually she's going to fall asleep, but like, I feel like they're, yeah.
And I mean, she's not going to be napping at that point.
Yeah.
So she'll be exhausted by the end of the day. And who cares if she falls asleep at 10 o'clock?
It's yeah.
Summer.
We should take her on one of these giant horseback rides we did.
Oh my god, I thought I was gonna die. I shouldn't be that ridiculous.
We can wrap up with that. Man, what was that for? Was it like an anniversary or something like that? We decided to do it, or your birthday or something?
Well, it was the summer, so it was summer, probably anniversary.
Yeah, anniversary.
And it was really nice. It was really cool and beautiful and different, but just got ahead of ourselves thinking that I could go on a day-long horseback ride in a big huge western saddle and like just my legs, like I was just,
when the mosquitoes were crazy and it was like,
oh my god,
not like a trail ride, like it was like you're going through like,
it's like outback.
Yeah, the grass like is,
but
like
it was also whipping beautiful your legs. Like mm-hmm. I remember riding through like fields and looking down and it was just like patches of little, all these little wildflowers of all these different colors everywhere. Like, yeah. Oh, it was just
gorgeous. It was all through Riding Mountain National Park. I can't remember what the town was that we stayed in. It was like, basically we just camped on somebody's land and they were like the ranchers who like took you out on the guided, like,
I mean,
trail, oh, not trail ride, but like the guided ride through the park.
There was the option. Remember, he was like, okay, so like we can go to this point and then stop. And we're like, no, we'll keep going.
Yeah.
But like, had we just been like, yeah, we'll go to this point, like it would have been different.
Yeah, because it was even longer. Like, I think you could do like, there was like a 2-hour ride, a 4-hour ride, and we like went for like the 8-hour ride or something like that.
Something ridiculous.
And it ended up being longer than that. Like, we left early in the morning and didn't get back until like sun was going down, like almost.
I remember there was a point where we stopped and had whatever, supper or lunch or something. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to get back on this horse. I had to like stand on top of the picnic table to get on because I just didn't have the strength. But you know what though? I had like told that story to an acquaintance that has a horse and that rides all the time. And she's like, I wouldn't have been able to do that. She's like, that's insane.
Yeah, it was a lot for us to take on for like not being.
And then my horse like, by the end of it, knew that I was just fucked. And she's like, the horse was just like, well, I'm going to go and do my own thing. And like, wasn't listening at all. And the guy had to get off and lead my horse. But it's okay.
It was fun though.
It was fun.
But like the ride was beautiful. And like their land was beautiful. Like it was overlooking the valley. And so we just had our tent set up and they had that hound dog that was just howling all night long.
Though. Yeah. I remember the mosquito bites on my legs.
Yeah, like through your tights, so you were just like covered.
Like I looked like I had chicken pox, like amped up. There was probably not an inch between bites on my legs. It was crazy.
Yeah, we got a little in over our heads with that one.
Yeah, but knowing that, like, it'd be fun to do something like that. Like, like when Lou's older.
Yeah. Maybe just stick with the camping part of it without the...
yeah. I'd like to try out more camping.
Yeah, I haven't really done much of that. Like, the only, like camping like that we've done over the last, whatever, like, most of our relationship has been trout, which is, like, a different kind of, you know, like, that's not, like, you're sleeping in a tent, but, like...
It's different.
It's, like, it's different vibes.
Well, it would be fun. Meg did briefly talk about a camping trip, which would be...
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Which would be really fun.
Well, should we take care of business here? Sort of the wrap-up stuff?
Sure. I'm happy with how this one went. It flowed well.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of just, you know, just rolled with it.
Yeah, I was a little, like, unsure going in. I'm happy we, like, for the most part, avoided darkness, you know? Like, both, like, I think we both needed a little bit of an escape. And also for me, having to edit this afterwards, I didn't want to, like, have to, like, listen to...
That. I feel like this will be, like, not a bad one to edit.
Yeah,
just like the pause and then like the beginning.
Yeah, it's mostly just kind of level adjustments and like noise removal and stuff.
Like, I feel like my levels are a little bit off.
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't take too long to do, but I just kind of like, I give it one pass through just to like check for any kind of like potential like awful pops or mouth sounds and stuff.
Yeah.
But okay, so we can put the price back up on the...
Yeah.
On the microphone, jacking it down to 300. Should we put it at $1,000?
Yeah, okay. Have you actually been changing the Kijiji ad?
The Kijiji one expired.
Oh, okay.
So that one's not up. It's just my Instagram post.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Though I think it's still maybe up on the garage sale thing at the like old price. Yeah. So.
But who looks at that?
That's like something.
Actually, I have a couple new followers, but I also have been completely inactive on that. Mm-hmm. For a long time. Time to dust it off. Maybe not.
Well, we'll set that at $1,000.
Okay.
We'll throw out the email address again. It's Risa, Chad. I should sit up straighter. I'm feeling like I'm having these big exhales because I'm probably like, have my body like folded in a V.
You know, speaking of exhales, right before we stop, the theme of this month-long yoga that I've been doing is breath. So it's learning different kinds of breathing techniques and just how the breath impacts you. And one of the big things that we like practice is breathing down. Like, because normally if you think about taking a deep breath, you're like, and your shoulders go up. But instead, breathe down and fill your belly, right? And breathe down. And then when you exhale, you're like breathing it out. And on Thursday, I had a real bad work morning and was just like red line, like just so frustrated. And I was walking down the hall and it was really nice because I was like, all right, let's practice our breath. Let's get into a good headspace. And it's amazing what taking a few deep breaths can do for you.
Mm-hmm. I know. I should get back into that. I was doing some real, like, kind of breathing practice stuff.
She brought him up today. Wim Hof?
Wim Hof, yeah. I was doing the Wim Hof stuff. And also just, like, just in general, like, diaphragm breathing. Or that kind of, like, bottom-up kind of breathing. Like, filling up from down low and then kind of letting it fill your chest. Yeah, I have not been doing that. But, yeah, that it can make a big difference.
Mm-hmm. I find it does a lot. Yeah. Anyhow.
Yeah, but I'm sitting up a little straighter, slightly, not much, but I just haven't been noticing like a few times I've had to pull the mic away because I'm just like feeling like I'm going to let out a big exhale or something. I think it's just because I'm kind of sitting awkwardly.
I feel like I've been much better at body posture also this month. That's a big thing for me at work is I'm like often bent over in really awkward positions. And I was actually on Friday was at a client's house and I was working on his legs and his feet, and I'm just on a little chair, and he's got his leg up on a little, you know, table, and I'm kind of bent over, and I realized I was kind of collapsing and made the effort to like sit up properly. And he's like, "Oh, how's your back?" I'm like, "It's actually okay. I've been doing a lot of yoga, so I'm really a lot more aware now." And it was just, yeah. He's the one that, remember we were talking about Christmas movies, and he was told me to watch Love the Coopers or whatever, something like that. And so I get there and he's like, "Did you do your homework?" And he was so excited. And I was like, "Well, I watched the trailer." Well, and
it doesn't look good, but I'll watch it with you.
I know. And then he was like visibly disappointed when I said that. I'm like, "It just looks so cheesy."
Oh, really? You told him that?
Yeah. Cause I don't know why not.
I wouldn't have.
I did. And then he's like, "Well," and then he's just like really selling it so hard. Like, he's like, it could happen in you. The stories they talk about could happen in your life. And I was like, "I'll watch it. I'm like, I promise I'll watch it." And he's like, "Okay." So we have to watch it.
Let's do it.
Okay.
So the email address is risachad2018@gmail.com. 2018.
That's when we were supposed to get married.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So, yeah. I forgot.
That was our like return email. Yeah. For sending out our save the date that ended up being for next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, though.
See if you have questions, comments. Topics.
Yes. Topics are very welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We should also start thinking about guests.
Yeah. I think we need to get a bigger SD card or find one of the bigger ones that we have, though. Because it's the problem with just because the more channels we've got recording here, the more quickly it fills it up. Okay. So we already fill it up pretty quickly, just the two of us. So I think I thought about that. But I'm like, well, we need to, but that's not, you don't need to worry about that, listener.
No way.
That's our technical stuff we need to figure out.
We'll get it. We'll have some guests soon enough. But if anybody has any topic suggestions, we would definitely welcome those. We've got a couple still lined up. We've got a list, but
it's our mental state. Nice. Sometimes we're like, "I don't got that one in me right now."
Exactly. It's nice to have like external.
We're definitely coming into this one. We got to keep it light.
Let me have a little bit of my drink before we start this.
Yeah.
To loosen up a little.
It's a rough week, rough day, rough period. rough 2 months, yeah. Yeah. It was crazy in a otherwise nice winter. I had two of my worst driving days, like Thursday and Friday, were both pretty sketchy. So that, on top of a lot of other stuff, is like left me pretty empty. Raw and empty, and so this was nice. It's like a good breezy.
Well, I am.
Your teeth are floating.
My teeth are floating.
So are mine. Okay, so it's going to be a battle for the for the toilet.
I got a buggy.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.